I've been telling you for months about the multiple tsunamis that have been overwhelming Sasol, disastrous overspending on its U.S. project. More recently, a market rout affecting all companies, of course, on the market, but Sasol particularly hard hit. Its share price down 85% this year, literally adding fuel to the fire. Of course, the collapse in the oil price, driven by a price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia, driving that oil price below $30 a barrel. Fleetwood Grobler, President and Chief Executive at Sasol, on the line to us from Joburg this evening. Fleetwood, just looking at the market, and the market's been telling us for weeks that you're going to have to raise capital. You made that announcement finally today. Why did you take so long to do something that the market anticipated would come?
Good evening, Bruce. So let's take the movie back a bit to about 2 weeks from now. Just over 2 weeks ago, we were busy with our roadshow and giving the investors a sense of where we are with our half year results. We were still living in a world where oil price was between $50 and $60. And by the middle of that week, as we were putting hedges into the market for oil, we realized there's no traction. Friday that week, OPEC met, and there was quite a concerted effort for them to get alignment. We saw the demand shock of coronavirus coming through that weekend. The Monday, when OPEC announced they haven't got alignment, as you indicated, the world came down into a price level of oil of low 30s. I mean, that happened in a question of a week, that all of that, you know, sort of transpired. We immediately last week looked at the situation. We assessed, we really assessed all the levers. What can we do in this low oil price environment? We've taken decisive action. We have announced today a comprehensive program how to fundamentally reposition the company over the next following 24 months in a lower oil price environment, which we think is going to play out. There's no ways that it can't. And we've put measures in place to navigate this period. I think there was always plans in terms of the $50 to $60 oil price environment, which we could navigate the situation. Yeah. I think what really broke the camel's back is the catastrophe and the crisis with respect to corona and oil demand, and then the oversupply of oil because of OPEC.
I mean, things are happening so blooming fast at the moment. You did suggest, I think it was last week, that you wouldn't breach your debt covenants, and I took that to mean you wouldn't need additional money. That change of heart comes as a result of oil price virtually halving almost overnight. You can last until the middle of the year, but it's at that point where you're going to be asking your shareholders for more money than the entire company is worth today.
Let me put context to that, Bruce. I think we indicated that we've got first a liquidity angle, and then I'm going to talk about the debt and what we need there to manage. So first of all, we believe we can maintain liquidity headroom in excess of $1 billion over the next 12 to 18 months with a $25 oil barrel oil price before the benefits of hedging. So it seems like, you know, if nothing else happens, if we don't do any other measures, we can still manage to run an underlying business for the next 12 to 18 months in a very low oil price environment. But that's not good enough. We need to get out of the debt. We need to address that, and that's the measures we put into place. So how do we think about that? It's in the following way. We want to get at least $6 billion, and how do we stack that up? $2 billion of that $6 billion is management self-help actions, which is really targeting to realize it from working capital optimization, reprioritizing of capital expenditure, and also to realize cost-saving measures that will help us with that first $2 billion. The second tranche, which is significantly above the current $2 billion target, is our accelerated program of asset disposals. Up to now, we've indicated we will deliver $2 billion. Now we're saying we're going to deliver much more. And why do we say that? Because in the today announcement, we've indicated that we are looking and we are actively in discussion to include the potentially partnering of our U.S.-based chemical assets which is now added to our asset disposal program. And
so the Lake Charles, Louisiana, the thing that started the trouble, the thing that went over time and over budget, this albatross around your neck is now up for sale.
It's not up for sale as a totality. We're very clear on what we are focusing on. It's the base chemical assets. That means it is focusing on the ethylene and the polyethylene assets. And we look at partnering that up to 50% of the capacity of those units. And I think that's the focus that we announced today. And there's active discussions to pursue that.
It's a hell of a time, Fleetwood, to be a firefighter, to be having to deal with these multiple issues. How scared are you about the sustainability of Sasol?
I'll get to that in the next thing. I just want to conclude on the last part, in that is that if we put that in context of the $2 billion rights issue, that is not a slam dunk, the ticket size. If we are successful in those first two measures and we exceed our target by a handsome amount of $2 billion on the asset disposals, we will reevaluate whether we will do such a large rights issue. And that is only to be assessed by the middle of this year, by June, July, and it may be that it's a significantly reduced potential rights issue. So it's not a slam dunk, and I just want to make sure that you know, people see that in the context, sure, that there are other measures, and that if we can avert a significant rights issue, we would do that. But we also signal that if we're not successful in that, we'll have to consider a rights issue up to a $2 billion ticket.
No, fine. And then the sustainability of Sasol. You're speaking like a CEO who is in control. You're speaking like a guy who knows exactly where the petty cash tin is for emergencies. You're not concerning yourself about a potential meltdown for Sasol. Certainly not at $30 oil.
So I think we are definitely, from a liquidity point of view, from a management action point of view, we are getting ourselves ready to navigate a $30, $35 world oil price. We see that in future that we will have to be globally competitive in a sustained low oil price environment. So the days of thinking that we live in a $50 to $60 world of oil is definitely not going to be the case. We believe in the next 12 to 24 months it will rather be around the $35 oil world. And all our plans that we've announced today is taking that into account to be able to navigate this. And I must say, our underlying business, I mean, we are producing to our planned rates. We are producing and supplying products to our customers within the demand that is in the market. So the underlying business is running well. There's no areas where we have issues that we can't run assets, or where we have to shut things down, or that we are just not able to supply. So we are running flat out where we supply, and our customers are relying on us to supply the products, and we continue to do just that. We've got a healthy underlying business going.
Fleetwood Grobler, thank you, President and Chief Executive at Sasol.